Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're going to be talking about Wednesdays at Hospice in this brand new year of 2018. This starts in January, on January 10th and 17th. And the title is Bringing Funerals Back Home with Grace and Compassion. And the speaker is Jerry Grace Lyons, founder of Final Passages. Yes. So can you line that out for us?
Yeah. So I think that there's a curiosity, being in the field of hospice, there's oftentimes a curiosity about, so what happens after someone we love dies? And what are our options? What are our choices? Much like hospice is a choice at end of life care, what happens afterwards? So Jerry Grace Lyons has led a movement, actually, in Sonoma County particularly, about doing home funerals.
Uh-huh. Now, that's something that, I mean, that used to be the way funerals were done, really.
Yes.
But it seems to be extremely uncommon now.
Yes, I think it is. And I think that a lot of people are longing to find out how to kind of take that part of their loved one's life back into their own hands, so to speak, home deaths,
right.
Home funerals. And oftentimes families get together and they decorate a casket. They send messages to that loved one. They are completely hands-on from beginning to end, so to speak.
Yeah, I know. Notice in your press release that it talks about a holistic, green, compassionate, and dignified alternative to conventional funeral and after-death practices.
Yeah.
And it reminds me that I've heard from more than one quarter that the so-called green funerals,
mm-hmm.
That many of the funeral parlors, as mm-hmm. they're often called,
mm-hmm.
put together are extremely expensive.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think that it's a kind of a shock to people as to how expensive that part of life
uh-huh.
can be, and particularly when perhaps family members haven't done any advance planning, it can be even more shocking because it isn't something that the family was prepared for. So this is definitely a way to involve people really from an earlier point of view about how this part of life might look.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been to conventional funerals
mm-hmm.
Any number of times mm-hmm. over the years,
mm-hmm.
and there's always an aspect of uncomfortableness
mm.
about them.
Mm-hmm. There can be. You know, I want to say that over the years, our funeral homes and the people that work in them and have been in them for generations have been very, very helpful for our hospice patients and families. This is an alternative, and this is the home funeral is not for everybody, just like hospice isn't for everybody.
Right.
So it really requires people to be committed to wanting to have this look different and feel different for them.
This is Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health.
Yes.
Do any of the other health organizations have a branch like this?
Wednesdays at Hospice, is that what you're referring
yeah,
to, Roland?
Right.
Yeah. No, this is unique to our program. This is we're in our ninth year of offering these free community presentations for the benefit of the stuff of life, really. We're not concentrating only on death or after death care. We're concentrating on how are we in this planet together or on this planet together? And here are some really wonderful topics to explore.
Right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Nina.
Yeah,
and
you're welcome.
I will certainly see you again because this program goes on right through the year.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll be coming in and talking about all of them
yes.
at one point or other.
Thanks,
Roland. But let's tell people that this one is in January, January 10th at Hospice of Petaluma on Peyran Street, January 17th at Memorial Hospice on College Avenue in Santa Rosa. For information,
call 707-568-1094 or go to our website, SonomaCountyHospice.org.
Great. Thank you, Nina. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jothbetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.